This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. As some of Ohio's non-essential businesses prepare to reopen, you've still got questions about how coronavirus is impacting everything from dental appointments to funerals. Now, Sarah Taylor and I from the WKSU Newsroom will answer those questions on this week's edition of Oh Really. This week, we got some very specialized questions about essential workers, but not the ones you might normally think of.
James Little asks how the current pandemic is affecting mortuary services. To find out, we spoke with Gary Burr, who's president of the Ohio Funeral Directors Association.
If someone dies from a COVID situation, the family oftentimes has been exposed. So we have to watch what we're doing with the person who passed away, but then also we have to take extra precautions when we're meeting with families and planning services for them. The whole purpose of embalming is preservation and disinfection. So that's something that happens all the time. The chemicals that we use for a person that passes away from a heart attack is no different than what we would use for someone who has an infectious disease. We just have to be a little more cognizant of making sure when we handle the person that we don't let any air get expelled from their lungs, just as a protection for our staff. And then we try not to let family members get too close to the remains, because the latest information that we had received from the CDC, they are recommending that people that pass away from the coronavirus not be touched after death by family members.
Our next question is about a branch of medicine that's not always associated with emergencies, dentistry.
To find out how they're being affected and how they're keeping patients safe, we spoke with Dr. Matt Messina of the Ohio Dental Association and a professor of dentistry at The Ohio State University.
We're in a new environment, there's no doubt about that, but the great part about it is dentists and their staffs have been practicing what's called universal precautions since long before that was cool, but I don't think people will see huge changes in how dentistry is being delivered. Dental offices may especially initially be seeing patients at a slightly slower pace to minimize patients overlapping one with the other in the office. We're going to see most likely pre-procedural rinses. In other words, having the patient rinse their mouth out for a minute with a hydrogen peroxide solution, because the evidence shows that that's effective at killing the virus and reducing viral load in the mouth. We may see more use of what are called rubber dams, a shield that fits over top of the tooth, so the tooth is on kind of the dentist's side and the patient's on the other side, and that minimizes aerosols in the area. Some dentists and staff may be wearing more face shields to provide more coverage of the face of the dental care providers and things like that. But the basics, the core issues of dentistry are going to stay pretty much the same, which is good.
I actually like going to the dentist, so I'm all set. And I also like going grocery shopping.
Wendy Satterly wants to know what grocery stores are doing to protect employees, since they obviously can't really keep the recommended social distance when they're working with a customer at the cash register.
Yeah, and I'm sure we've all seen those plastic screens that are up in a lot of stores. Janet Jablonowski with Giant Eagle said that's just one of the things they've implemented.
We also moved the PIN pad where you insert your card and you process payment to the opposite side of those plexiglass dividers to really just make them as effective as possible. We've also transitioned our stores to be one-way aisles, and that's really just an effort to keep our aisles as free and clear as possible for our guests who are shopping. In light of the current situation, we are asking guests to refrain from bringing their reusable bags into stores, really just to make sure that our team members who would be handling the bags and packing their items as they check out are as safe and as comfortable as possible.
We also got a follow-up question to this from Richard Kidwell.
What are the guidelines currently for bringing groceries into the house? What needs to be sterilized, etc.?
There's actually some expert advice about this already on our website at WKSU.org. Essentially, they say you don't need to go crazy disinfecting the food you buy at the grocery store. Virologists interviewed by NPR say the biggest risk with groceries is respiratory droplets traveling from other shoppers onto the food you might buy. That's why masks are being recommended to prevent spread.
And then those droplets would have to survive long enough to make it back to your house and then be in the exact spot that you would touch on your box of cereal or your bottle of juice.
And then you'd have to get the virus on your hand and transfer it to your face.
But if you're really worried, you can let non-refrigerated items sit out for a day before you devour them.
Our next question is from Diane Strahan. She wants to know if there's extra danger or maybe an advantage for people with sleep apnea who are on a CPAP machine.
I know she felt that maybe pushing air into the lungs is a good thing, so I asked Dr. Erica Sobolewski at Summit County Public Health.
Using your CPAP, you're in your own bedroom, you're at your own aerosolized respiratory product that you're being exposed to, so there really isn't an issue. The concern where they talk about aerosolized products have to do with nebulizer treatments that people often have in long-term care facilities, in hospitals, and those type of settings where maybe there's a respiratory therapist hooking somebody up or a nurse hooking somebody up. And there's a lot of steam that comes out of the end of the mouthpiece that you put in, and that's where that concern is.
Now we have a follow-up to questions we received a few weeks ago about filing for unemployment. One of our listeners did not make the threshold for receiving benefits and wants to know what to do.
Ohio has a minimum earnings threshold to qualify for state unemployment benefits, but there's a possibility those who didn't make that cut could be eligible for benefits under the Federal CARES Act pandemic unemployment assistance. The state just launched its system to take applications for PUA, and it has a call line dedicated to answering questions about that. You can find the number at WKSU.org or visit unemployment.ohio.gov/expanded-eligibility, all one word.
That's it for this week's questions for Oh Really. Keep sending them in at WKSU.org, and we'll keep answering them.
Before we go, we'd also like to hear from you about how you're feeling these days.
How are you handling homeschooling, not seeing friends, and maybe seeing your family more than usual?
In the WKSU app, click on Talk to Us and send us your recording. We'll share some of your responses next week. Hang in there. I'm Sarah Taylor.
And I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.